This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Listening to a radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. I'm going to do something a little unusual to start the program this morning. Normally, Todd and I would chit-chat a little bit. Normally, we would, talk about some things that we're going to be talking about on the show today. And we're going to be doing a lot. Congressman Kramer's here at the Talk Radio Town Hall. We have a former press secretary for Vice President Mike Pence, that also was a special assistant to President Trump, just to go inside that Oval Office meeting a little later on and talk a little bit about where things are at these days in the Trump administration, from someone that's, been under the hood. I just want to know what's going on there. Why are there still people there that don't like the guy and, all of that? Anyway, we'll get into that. We're going to check in on the magical Medora Christmas tour. We're going to talk a little bit about Heidi Heitkamp's farewell speech. We're going to talk about the stupid, stupid idea of some folks on the Republican state committee that think we should do away with primaries, that brought us our governor, Doug Burgum, our next senator, Kevin Cramer. Now, they have some legitimate concerns about the potential to disrupt the primary, but how they're going about this is just tone deaf. It's just dumb, dumb, dumb. Yesterday, properly warned, I think, and given some hopefully food for thought by the governor, by Congressman Cramer. I understand Kelly Armstrong is doing the same. And, so the party leaders, the people as Republicans all throughout North Dakota, don't like the idea. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. But here's the unusual thing. Todd, if I asked you who came out ahead in that little Oval Office, whatever that was yesterday, what would you say? You say Trump won. I would too. I thought Trump schooled him. I thought it was ridiculous. Yeah. Now, if you go ask some, somebody that's a more, sort of a Heitkamp flavor, liberal, left wing, over there on the left, they're going to say, oh, Pelosi and Schumer were fantastic.
Oh, yeah, of course they would, but come on.
Now, I want to objectively remove any, sort of the lens you look through, your hey, I like Donald Trump. I'm glad Donald Trump is president. So I'm naturally going to root for him in a meeting like that. But I want to set that aside and say, who actually is coming out ahead in this discussion? And who has your interests?
You make a good point. I mean, maybe some people are just simply predisposed one way or the other, really, so.
So the only way to really do that is play it. So I'm going to play it, and then I want throughout the entire program today, whether you call about the fact that winter appeared out of nowhere, what was that yesterday? And so whatever else is on your mind, that's great. Just tell me who you think better represents you in that meeting. That's what I want to know, what you care about, what you want to have happen. Who did you see putting you ahead? Was it this doofus, Chucky Schumer? Chucky Diss in North Dakota. I can't even believe it.
The first of these seven principles is that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now, and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration.
Hmm. Now, the reason I call him a doofus is because that's Chuck Schumer saying something that politically was the right thing to say at the time. Now, he doesn't want a border wall. Now, he doesn't want, what he wants? More voters. That's all he wants. Anyway, I'm telling you what I think. Let's play the dang thing. It's 16 minutes. Let's play the whole thing. I want to play the whole darn thing, okay? So let her rip. Let's go.
It's a great honor to have Nancy Pelosi with us and Chuck Schumer with us. And we've actually worked very hard on a couple of things that are happening. Criminal justice reform. As you know, we just heard word, got word that Mitch McConnell and the group were going to be putting it up for a vote. We have great Democrat support, great Republican support. So criminal justice reform, something that people have been trying to get, how long, Nancy? Many years. Many, many years. Looks like it's going to be passing, hopefully, famous last words, on a very bipartisan way. And it's really something we're all very proud of. And, again, tremendous support from Republicans and tremendous support from Democrats. And I think it's going to get a very good vote. And we'll see soon enough, but it'll be up for a vote very shortly. A lot of years they've been waiting for it. The other thing, the farm bill is moving along nicely. And I guess they'll be voting on Friday or so, but pretty
soon.
Close.
Soon.
And we think the farm bill's in very good shape. A lot of good things are happening with it, and our farmers are well taken care of. And again, that'll be quite bipartisan, and it'll happen pretty soon. And then we have the easy one, the wall. That'll be the one that will be the easiest of all. What do you think, Chuck? Maybe not?
It's called funding the government, Mr. President.
So we're going to see, but I will tell you the wall will get built. We'll see what happens. It is not an easy situation because the Democrats have a different view, I think, than I can say the Republicans. We have great Republican support. We don't have Democrat support. But we're going to talk about that now. We're going to see. One thing that I do have to say is tremendous amounts of wall have already been built. And a lot of wall, when you include the renovation of existing fences and walls, we've renovated a tremendous amount. And we've done a lot of work in San Diego. We're building new walls right now. And we've right next to San Diego, we've completed a major section of wall. And it's really worked well. So a lot of wall has been built. We don't talk about that, but we might as well start because it's being built right now, big sections of wall. And we will continue that. And one way or the other, it's going to get built. I'd like not to see a government closing, a shutdown. We will see what happens over the next short period of time. But the wall is a very important thing to us. I might put it a different way. Border security is extremely important. And we have to take care of border security. When you look at what happened with the caravans, with the people, with a lot of, we shut it down. We had no choice. We shut it down. But it could be a lot easier if we had real border security. I just want to pay my respects to the Border Patrol agents and officers. They've been incredible. The ICE agents and officers, they've been incredible. And very importantly, our military. Our military went in and they did an incredible job. They have been really, really spectacular. A lot of the people that wanted to come into the country, and really they were going to come in no matter how they wanted to come in, they were going to come in even a rough way. Many of these people are leaving now and they're going back to their countries, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and other countries. They're leaving. If you notice, it's getting a lot less crowded in Mexico. And a lot of them are going to stay in Mexico. And the Mexican government's been working with us very well, so we appreciate that. But they haven't been coming into our country. We can't let people come in that way. So that's pretty much it. We're going to talk about the wall. I wanted to talk about criminal justice reform just to let you know how positive that is. I want to talk about the farm bill, how positive that is. And I want to talk about the wall, and I will tell you it's a tough issue because we are on very opposite sides of I really think I can say border security, but certainly the wall. But the wall will get built. A lot of the wall is built. It's been very effective. I asked for a couple of notes on that. If you look at San Diego, illegal traffic dropped 92% once the wall was up. El Paso, illegal traffic dropped 72%, then ultimately 95% once the wall was up. In Tucson, Arizona, illegal traffic dropped 92%. Yuma, it dropped illegal traffic 95% to 96%. I mean, and that when I say dropped, the only reason we even have any percentage where people got through is because they walk and go around areas that aren't built. It dropped virtually 100% in the areas where the wall is. So, I mean, it's very effective. If you really want to find out how effective a wall is, just ask Israel. 99.9% effective, then our wall will be every bit as good as that, if not better. So we've done a lot of work on the wall. A lot of wall is built. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of wall is renovated. We have walls that were in very bad condition that are now in A1 tip-top shape. And frankly, some wall has been reinforced by our military. Our military has done a fantastic job.
See, Donald Trump has won before it's even started. Now, you're hearing the opening part of this, and obviously the sparring, that's the stuff you saw in the clips in the media. That starts in a second here. That's going to get going. But my opinion is, you know, by saying, hey, farm bill's important, prison reform's important. You know, here's what it's getting things done. It's, you know, not talking about it, not saying we do that. It's getting things done and having your touch on them. And, of course, stats on the border are a pesky thing for them to hear. So I absolutely love it. All right, so more of it, and then your votes. Just tell me, just move your natural bias just to me. From a standpoint of, representing you, who do you hear doing that in this conversation, okay? Brought to you in part today by Go Wireline. You want a great job? GoWireline.com/careers to find out more about this great company. More after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
All year long, Giving Hearts Day charities across the region work hard to help the community. This holiday season, together with our listeners, we'll help recognize these amazing charities. Call us, 855-200-1776, press extension 1. Share a story of impact by a Giving Hearts Day participating charity. If we select your story, you could win a $100 Giving Hearts Day gift card to use on February 14th, or purchase Giving Hearts Day gift cards at Dakota Medical Foundation.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everything you hear me talking about on this program, I believe with every fiber of my being, and I love talking about ways that we can make North Dakota more safe. And I've partnered up with the North Dakota Safety Council and Workforce Safety and Insurance to continue to get these messages out there about training. That's so much of it. You can't even believe how much that helps.
But for some reason, the conversations I've had about CPR training, first aid training, AED training, in other words, if somebody's in cardiac arrest and you say, well, there's an AED right there, well, what do I do? How the heck? I don't, you know, if you go to ndsc.org, click the training calendar and click on the CPR AED first aid for adult link. There's a video of the training. I'm doing this.
I am.
I've talked about it long enough. I'm signed up.
And once you have that knowledge, boy, it's nice. It's just kind of empowering, knowing you can help.
Power to save a life. You know? Think about that. If needed. So January 16th, that's a Wednesday. Todd, this is going to be a fun day for us. Because I'll be doing the show and getting the training at the same time. You're going to get a little glimpse of this training and the whole thing. So
just a little tip when you're doing your AED training and he says clear, make sure you're clear.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You'll know if he goes without saying, but maybe not.
The training has already begun, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
So back to the Oval Office yesterday. And this is the part that is really crucial. I think actually Donald Trump laying out what he did, and that made obviously Pelosi and Schumer crazy because he's going on and on and on about the accomplishments that they've done, and they want to talk because they're politicians. So he asked Nancy, does she want to say anything? I wish she'd have said, you know, I'm fine, thank you, that's good, I'm fine. But she didn't, and this gets really interesting. Please remove your normal biases, if you like Donald Trump, just set that aside for a second and say, what am I hearing in the way of someone actually fighting for me? Who's actually fighting for me? Trump or Pelosi Schumer? Listen close.
Things that are really good. Nancy, would you like to say something?
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to meet with you so that we can work together in a bipartisan way to meet the needs of the American people. I think the American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House, a Trump shutdown. You have the White House. You have the Senate. You have the House of Representatives. You have the votes. You should pass it.
No, we don't have the votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House.
And we don't have.
You could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but I can't, excuse me, but I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is you can get it started that way.
The House we can get passed very easily.
Okay,
and we do.
Then
but the problem is the Senate, because we need 10 Democrats to vote, they won't vote.
That's not the point, Mr. President. The point is that there are equities to be weighed, and we're here to have a conversation in a prayerful way, so I don't think we should have a debate in front of the press on this, but the fact is the House Republicans could bring up this bill if they had the votes immediately and set the tone for what you want.
If we thought we were going to get it passed in the Senate, Nancy, we would do it immediately. We'd get it passed very easily in the House. I'd have it passed in 2 seconds. It doesn't matter, though, because we can't get it passed in the Senate because we need 10 Democrat votes.
Well,
that's the problem.
Again, let us have our conversation, and then we can meet with the press again. But the fact is that legislating, which is what we do, you begin, you make your point, you state your case. That's what the House Republicans could do if they had the votes. But there are no votes in the House, a majority of votes, for a wall, no matter where you start.
Exactly right. You don't have if I needed the votes for the wall in the House, I would have them in one session, would be done.
They'll do it.
It doesn't help because we need 10 Democrats in the Senate.
No, don't put it on the Senate. Put it on the negotiation.
Okay, let me ask you this. And we're doing this in a very friendly manner. It doesn't help for me to take a vote in the House where I will win easily with the Republicans.
You will not win.
It doesn't help to take that vote because I'm not going to get the vote of the Senate. I need 10 senators. That's the problem.
You have the White House. You have the Senate.
I have the White House. The White House is done. And the House would give me the vote if I wanted it. But I can't because I need, Nancy, I need 10 votes from Chuck.
Let me say something here.
Let me just say one thing. The fact is, you do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. And we need border security. Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists. terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm. We need the wall. We need, more important than anything, we need border security, of which the wall is just a piece. But it's important. Chuck, did you want to say something?
Yeah, here's what I want to say. We have a lot of disagreements here. The Washington Post today gave you a whole lot of Pinocchios because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built, how much of the wall is built, and how much is there. But that's not the point here. We have a disagreement about the wall,
Washington,
whether it's effective or not. Not on border security, but on the wall. We do not want to shut down the government. You were called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. We don't. We want to come to an agreement. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because you can't get
the
your
last
way.
Time you shut it down, you
yeah, let
killed.
Me say something, Mr. President. You just say my way or we'll shut down the government. We have a proposal that Democrats and Republicans will support to do a CR that will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border security.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It's what the border...
Because when you look at these numbers of the effectiveness of our border security, and when you look at the job that we're doing...
You just said it is effective.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you just said it's
effective. Without a wall, these are only... areas where you have the walls.
We want to do
where
this.
You have walls, Chuck, it's effective. Where you don't have walls, it is not effective.
Yeah.
Let's call a halt to this. We've come in here as the first branch of government. Article 1, the legislative branch. We're coming in good faith to negotiate with you about how we can keep the government
open.
We're going to keep it open
American,
if we have border security. If we don't have border security, we're not going to keep it open.
I'm with you. We are going to have border security.
And it's the same border. You're bragging about what has been done. We want to do the same thing we did last year, this year. That's our proposal. If it's good then, it's good now, and it won't shut down the government.
Chuck, we can build a much bigger section with
more money. Let's debate in private. Okay? Yeah, let's debate in private.
This is so great because you are getting a glimpse of the swamp at work. How many times did Nancy Pelosi say, we don't need to do this in front of the media. We came here for first branch of
private. In other words, I don't want to look like an idiot here. So.
I would love it if Trump held up his smartphone and played the video clip you played earlier of Schumer 9 years ago saying illegal immigration. Chuck, you said this 9 years ago. It changed.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Chester says, wow, all I saw all day was the childish behavior in the Oval Office. Wouldn't it be amazing if media coverage was on just what I listened to? Go with the wall. Very true, because you get the snippets, and that's why I'm playing the whole thing. Playing the whole thing, so you can decide who you think is actually fighting for you, who has your best interest in mind. And trust me, the two people that want the cameras thrown out so nobody can hear and see what's going on do not have your best interest in mind, period.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juben. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number 1 and number 2. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have... the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and we'll be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a few hours, British members of Parliament will take a no-confidence vote in British Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Prime Minister and the government have already been found to be in contempt of Parliament. Her behaviour today is just contemptuous of this Parliament and of this process.
That's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn speaking to Parliament just a short time ago. If May loses the no-confidence vote as she's expected to, she'd be removed as party and government leader after the Prime Minister postponed a vote on the Brexit deal that she had negotiated with EU leaders, saying it didn't have enough support to pass Parliament. There's been some widespread speculation that soon-to-be former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley might run for president in 2024. However, she basically shot down such speculation during an NBC interview this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Nearly 40 kids a day are injured by TV and furniture tip-overs, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Since 2000, 450 children have died from tipped furniture or a falling television. With lots of shoppers buying TVs and furniture this holiday season, CPSC wants to remind you to anchor these items to the wall to prevent tip-over incidents. Anne-Marie Burkle's the acting chairman of the U.S. CPSC.
Please take a few minutes to anchor TVs and furniture this holiday season to save a life. This quick and easy step could prevent an injury or even the death of a child. Remember to anchor it for safety.
TVs should always be placed on a sturdy, low base and pushed back as far as possible or mounted to the wall. Keep heavier items on low shelves or drawers. Recycle older TVs. With anchoring kits available from major retailers and online, anchoring furniture and TVs is inexpensive and only takes a few minutes. Find out more information at anchorit.gov. Check cpsc.gov for recalls.
FBI Energy. MBI Energy. Now, there is a gold standard brand that has been serving customers in the Bakken and beyond for decades. And right now, this company that cares about you, they honestly really do. You want to go to a company that says, hey, safety is their top priority. They're worried about you. Generous pay, best-in-class benefits, excellent training, grow your career. Established local MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today. Wireline jobs, mechanics and loop tech jobs, rig jobs, truck driver jobs, they got them all. All right, so more of this conversation between Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Donald Trump. Mike Pence is in the room, and he's not saying a thing. Looks like he's sucking on a lemon. He just does not like this at all. It's not good. And here's more of the conversation. Listen.
Boy, frankly, a fact, and we can...
We need border security. I think we all agree that we need border security.
Yes,
is that
we
right?
Do.
Good, we do. See? We get along. Thank you, everybody.
You say border security and the wall. Can you have border security without the wall?
No, you need the wall. The wall is a part of border security.
What it means to have border security.
Yeah. Yes. We need border security. The wall is a part of border security. You can't have very good border security without the wall.
That's just really not true. That is a political promise. Border security is a way to effectively honor our responsibility.
And the experts say you can do border security without a wall, which is wasteful and doesn't solve the problem.
It totally solves the problem.
What experts?
And it's very important.
This has spiraled downward when we came at a place to say, how do we meet the needs of American people who have needs? The economy has, people are losing their jobs, the market's in a mood, our members are already...
Well, we have the lowest unemployment that we've had in 50 years.
60 people of the Republican Party are losing their offices now because of the transition. People are not...
We've gained in the Senate. Excuse me, did we win the Senate? We won the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
We did win North Dakota.
The most unfortunate thing. We came in here in good faith. and we're entering into this kind of a discussion in the public view.
But it's not bad, Nancy.
It's called
transparency.
I know. It's not transparency when we're not stipulating to a set of facts and when we wanted to have a debate with you about saying we confront them as fast as...
You know what? We need border security. That's what we're going to be talking about, border security. If we don't have border security, we'll shut down the government. This country needs border security. The wall is a part of border security. Let's have a talk. We're going to get the wall built, and we've done a lot of wall already.
How big a part of border security is the wall?
It's a big section. It's a big part of it.
Is it everything that you need?
It's a big part of it. We need to have effective border security. We need a wall in certain parts. No, not in all parts, but in certain parts of a 2,000-mile border, we need a wall.
How much money?
We are doing it much under budget. We're actually way under budget on the areas that we've renovated and areas that we've built. I would say if we got $5 billion, we could do a tremendous chunk of wall.
Are you willing to accept less, though, and are your guests...
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see. Look, we have to have the wall. This isn't a question. This is a national emergency. Drugs are pouring into our country. People with tremendous medical difficulty and medical problems are pouring in, and in many cases, it's contagious. They're pouring into our country. We have to have... border security. We have to have a wall as part of border security. And I don't think we really disagree so much. I also know that, you know, Nancy is in a situation where it's not easy for her to talk right now. And I understand that. And I fully understand that. We're going to have a good discussion and we're going to see what happens. But we have to have border security.
Mr. President, please don't characterize the strength that I bring to this meeting as the leader of the House Democrats who just won a big victory.
Elections have consequences.
That's right. And that's why the country is doing so well.
But the president is representing in terms of his cards over there. Are not facts. We have to have an evidence-based conversation about what does work, what money has been spent, and how effective it is. This is about the security of our country, to take an oath to protect and defend. And we don't want to have that mischaracterized by anyone.
I agree with that.
We are colon. So let us have a conversation where we don't have to contradict in public the statistics that you put forth.
Oh my gosh!
And have a conversation about what will really
Can you
work.
Pause it for so one second? I mean, we'll play more of this in a second. It's about done. But the condescension from this woman, right? On one end, she's chastising Trump, saying, "Hey, don't diminish me in this meeting." And then she says, "We can't in public, you know, take you to the woodshed because your numbers are wrong." Why wouldn't you? Why would that stop you from anything else? I mean, it's oh my gosh! But you know, I thought the end with Trump saying, "Look, the drugs that are pouring across this country, you know, the condition, sadly, of people who are illegally entering this country and the burden that puts on the system need to be considered." Ladies and gentlemen, there will be no United States of America if the Democrats have their way of open borders. There will be no United States of America as you know it today. Wow. Unbelievable. Somebody that knows a thing or two about what the heck is going on in that town is our next guest, Mark Lauder. Mark is a former press secretary to Vice President Mike Pence and former special assistant to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Mark, nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So we have asked our listeners to assess what they just heard. We played all 16 minutes other than the last couple of minutes of scrum here that we're playing a little bit. And we said, we want you to take away your biases. If you like Trump, if you voted for Trump, set that aside a second. Just listen to this and say, who is representing me? And they're answering that now by text at 701-367-2054 and Todd's as well as 701-226-8503 or calling us at 258-0550. I want to, you know, talk about transparency, give that to them so they can hear the whole thing and make the decision. But what we have to all agree on, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, is that was a bit of a circus. What did we see there yesterday? What was the value in that?
Well, I think it showed absolutely that the president is going to say publicly with the same thing he will say privately, is that he's going to deliver on his promise. And unlike politicians of both parties for many, many, many years, decades, that like to say we need to fix immigration, like to say we need to fix the China trade issues, but then don't do anything about it, this is the president who says it and says, I'm going to do something about it. And we've got the facts. The president's got the facts on his side. Let's talk about walls work. San Diego, El Paso, Tucson, Yuma, when the wall went up, illegal immigration and traffic dropped by over 90%. It's just a proven fact.
I thought the telling part of that whole conversation was I counted four times Pelosi said she, you know, can we stop the cameras? Can we get them out of here? And Schumer doing the same thing. I mean, you know, you're not exactly winning an argument when you don't want other people paying attention to the conversation that's going on. That was, you know, wow, pretty amazing. James in South Dakota in just a moment. But I want to ask Mark, who worked for Vice President Pence. He looked very uncomfortable in that meeting yesterday by every measure. Why? What was that about?
Well, I think that's overreading it, because the vice president has always been clear about one thing, which has been true of most vice presidents throughout history, is that he reserves his comments and his advice to the president of the United States in private. He will never discuss it publicly. He will never engage in that debate publicly with the cameras on. He shares his advice with the president privately. And so when you have the president and the leader and Chuck Schumer in there having that discussion, his job is to listen, because he literally left that meeting and went to Capitol Hill, where he had lunch with Republican senators, and his job was going to be to tell them what was going on in that meeting. So he was there necessarily to listen, not necessarily to offer his advice or join that conversation, and he'll share his opinions with the president in private.
But I also think it's fair to say that's just Mike Pence wouldn't have done what Donald Trump did. And, you know, I mean, that's not right or wrong. I think this is the value of Donald Trump. I think this is the unique skill set that he brings, that he's smoking the swamp out. And, you know, it's a cleansing thing. And but Mike Pence would probably be a little more reserved in how he went about it, like a Bush 43 or other presidents before him. No.
Well, I wouldn't want to say what the vice president would or wouldn't do. I mean, he is obviously, he's very, very experienced in how things get done on Capitol Hill. Having been a congressman for 12 years, he obviously was in Congress the last time Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House. So he has a longstanding relationship with her. But don't mistake his being quiet for him not being right there with the president, because what we're seeing now is that we're not going to have these little negotiations behind the scenes and in the background. The president's going to do it. The American people deserve to see it. They also need to deserve, and probably already know, that they have a president who means what he says, and he has no problem shaking up conventional wisdom. He wants to secure our border, protect our families, protect our country, and you saw those Democrat leaders on the other side not wanting to do that.
James in South Dakota has an idea on how to get this wall built. James, share it with Mark Lauder. He can get it right to the highest levels of power for you. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why don't we have a protect our family, protect our country team, have a fundraiser?
All right. We don't have a great connection with you, but I think I got enough to be dangerous with what you're suggesting. Protect our country, protect our family. Let's have a fundraiser for the wall. Let's let you know, anybody contribute what they can to get the dollars down to prove these guys we want this wall.
Like a NASCAR car or something.
Yeah. Is there another way to fund this thing, Mark?
Well, that's an interesting idea, and you know, you can actually make donations to the federal government and designate them for certain purposes. So that would be an interesting concept to see how that would work. I'm not so sure you could sell sponsorships on it, but if you can, I can guarantee you President Trump would look at it.
We only have a minute left, but I want to ask you. We talked to Bill O'Reilly yesterday, and you know, he was talking about kind of his take on things are happening right now. And I said, do you have any advice for the president? And he said he should control the chaos in his own sphere. You know, don't do the things. And he mentioned the chief of staff timing and the change and, you know, things that bring all this attention and scrutiny when all these other things are going on that are so much more important. Is that fair criticism? Would you agree with that?
Well, I think there's always going to be a certain amount of coverage on so-called palace intrigue, and that's true of every administration. It's because that's what Washington wants to do. It's easy to discuss palace intrigue, who's up, who's down, who's fighting with who, rather than actually having a policy discussion, because the liberal media doesn't want to have a policy discussion because they usually prove to be wrong. So they'll cover on palace intrigue. But we do see the president making these decisions on his timeline. He's not feeling pressure to name a new chief of staff. He knows that, A, General Kelly is going to continue to serve through the end of the year. He has time to get the right person. And if we've seen anything about this president, he is not going to basically kowtow to the wishes of conventional wisdom and thinkers and those kinds of things, the liberal elite. He's going to do things how and when.
Yeah, it's very true. And if he had, he wouldn't be president. So good point. Thanks, Mark. We'll have you back. Appreciate it.
Very important. Absolutely. Thank you.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Valley City VCSU Bankstead Auditorium at 7:30 Thursday, December 20th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Eagle's Nest Bookstore and Medora.com.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Magical Medora Christmas Tour is underway. Been a lot of places, but there's more places to go, folks. In fact, on Friday, we are taking the show on the road to Henning, Minnesota. And we're going to spend the day with the folks from the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. And we'll have them right here on the program for you. Talk about the 31 performances in 24 communities that they've done. Absolutely incredible. It's a gift. That's the theme as the Magic of Medora takes to the road for a fourth holiday traveling show. And they added six new stops, but four states. Pretty amazing. So they are headed next. What is today? Look at my trusty list here. Today the 12th or 13th? Need a calendar. 12th, okay. So Grafton tonight. They will be in Grafton tonight. They will be in Park Rapids tomorrow. Detroit Lakes on the 14th. Alexandria on the 15th. Henning on the 16th. Wahpeton. Jamestown. Bismarck, Valley City, Fergus Falls, Bloomington, still to go. Job Christensen is one of the performers. He's a vocalist with the Magical Medora Christmas Tour and joins us now to tell us a little bit about the fun. Job, how are you?
How are you?
Doing very well.
It's so nice to talk to you. It's so nice to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you as well. And I heard the show was in Grand Forks. It was great, so you got to go back to the hometown.
Oh, I did. And, you know, I've seen so many people while I'm here. It's wonderful. I love it. And it's always nice to come home. And the audiences were terrific. I mean, they were just, they were so with us. And I guess there was an energy that night because, you know, Bill was improvising right and left and, you know, having a good time. And I think even Jared Mason jumped off the stage. He was so excited. So it was crazy.
And when the yodeler jumps off the stage, you know things are getting crazy. Exactly right. Now you are an actor, you're a singer, you're a dancer, you're a playwright. You've hosted the Medora musical. You starred on Broadway. You've done a lot of amazing things with all of your talents. Tell us a little bit about how this fits in this Medora tour that you're doing for Christmas.
Well, you know, they started 4 years ago, and it was pretty recently after my stroke. And I just, you know, Bill and I have been friends for over 10 years and for a very long time. And he's always wanted to do something with me. And I just didn't believe in myself after the stroke. And Bill did, but he kind of let me off the hook the first year. And then the second year came around, and I said, no, I'm not going to do this. It's just too soon. And he said, you know what? This is your gift, and this is what you're meant to do, and we would be so happy if you did. And so I've been with it 3 years now, and it's, you know, it's a gift that keeps on giving. And the theme, of course, is a gift this year. But he talks about the gift of you know, the baby Jesus and the promise of life everlasting. And he gives me that gift as well. So I just feel like, you know, it's, we're all friends. We do it for each other and for the audience. And it is just a gift that keeps on giving. So I will do this as long as they want me to, because it is rejuvenating and inspiring to me.
Well, you are rejuvenating and inspiring to many as well. And Bill talks a lot about your incredible story of recovering from the stroke and everything that you've done as well. So that's pretty darn amazing and awesome that you're a gift to this group of folks and all those that are in the audience as well. You're doing good now. You feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling really well. And you know, it's amazing. You know, to sort of think of this as a whole. But if you just go, you know, through it one night at a time, one performance at a time, you just feel the love, and you go for it. And so I am feeling good, and I'm always getting better as far as my recovery goes. I'm not 100% back, but I don't think anyone feels at any time, you know, that they're 100% back from anything. So I kind of resolved to own my disability. And it seems that when I did that, a lot of things didn't matter. You know,
and you're using, and understand you're using your talents now for some playwriting and planning a play on North Dakota. Is that right?
Well, yeah. You know, they always say write what you know. So I'm writing about, you know, stories from, you know, Grand Forks and stories from Bismarck and, you know, West North Dakota. And but I'm also, you know, every little bit of myself is in everything that I write. But right now I'm and going to be submitting. I've had a couple of readings of a play called Boj, B-O-J, Book of Job. And it's also Job backwards. it's about the fact that I was named Job, and you know my parents kind of didn't know about it, and so you know who named who and what and why.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to wait for the rollout of that as well, and then maybe even see it on Broadway someday. Wouldn't that be great? Job Christensen with the Magic Medora Christmas Tour. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful Merry Christmas.
You too. Grafton tonight, folks.
Full of moments. Big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.